question or what if?
Yes.
All right. Our what if last week or last 2 weeks, because we discussed Harry Potter, we asked you who your favorite Harry Potter character was and why. Are you on the forum?
Actually, we asked who your favorite was and who your least favorite was.
Oh, most hated. I'm sorry. I apologize. Are you on the forum? You want to go first?
Sure. The first one, oh, is Grufflock.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. He said, "Gotta love that Snape." Why? One, he's Alan Rickman. Two, he's Alan Rickman. Three, he's the lead singer of Nine Inch Nails. And then there's a link here that says Trent killed Dumbledore? What? What? Okay, I don't want to look at this link right now, so I'm not sure what it is. But he said, hated? There's no one I actually hate, mostly because I'm not a fan. However, that crazy blonde girl that was wearing the lion's head as a hat in one film needs her own series. I think he's talking to Luna, isn't he? Luna.
Luna, yep.
Yes, Luna does need her own series. And I have to say, I like her more in the movies than in the books. But anyway, and he said, oh, wait, Harry Potter. He bores the life out of me.
Oh.
Aww. No
Boo.
love for the Potter.
All right. On to Fuji Sakamari. My fave Harry Potter character. That's an interesting question, book or movie. Some people that appear in the book never turn up in the movie, like Blinky the House Elf. Let's see, favorite movie, then book. Movie, Snape, of course, my Alan Rickman. For the book, Harry Potter, and not such a whiny twat in the book. In the movie, his number one hate is Umbridge, the cat plate person. Let's just say she's one hell of a witch. And in the book, Winky the House Elf, she was too emo to exist in movies. But yet you.
Winky is annoying as fuck, I have to
Yep.
say. The house elves in general are like creatures.
Creature creeps me out.
Yeah, he's kind of.
Right, that's his voice in the audiobooks. He does that.
I know, he does do a good job.
Oh, he does.
Then we have the 33rd Doctor. He said, interesting question. I think my favorite is Dumbledore. He's not quite like a father, more like an older sibling. Yeah, that's true. Or like one of those cool parents that let their children call them by their first name. And he said, I really dislike Umbridge, the cat plate person. I love that it's two people that have called her that. They remind me of an evil English teacher I had who slung a book at a classmate of mine. Oh my God.
Wow.
The likeness was uncanny. I just wanted to throw water on each of them and watch them melt.
That's awesome. Rob, Valentine75. Hi, Slick and Nick. Okay, fave character list. Mr. Weasley, played by the brilliant Mark Williams. I love his childlike innocence when it came to his love for all things Muggle. I gotta agree. You just see like a little kid in his eyes when he's talking about
Well, I
stuff.
mean, that's like in the movie when they I love that moment. I think it's the first time you see Arthur Weasley is in Prisoner of Azkaban. Is that where
I
the
think
one that
so.
starts off with them breaking Harry out of the house in the flying car? But I just love it when he finds out they flew the car. He's like, "How did it go?" Like he's all excited, and then the only reason he looks stern is because Molly gets all pissed off.
I love those two. They're so
I
fun.
know, I know. I love the
It
Weasleys.
looks like this particular character is winning for least favorite.
Yes.
Dolores Umbridge, played by Imelda Staunton.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Imelda Staunton.
Yeah. The woman is cold, sadistic, and evil. She is e is a Cecily Shockwave with a dress and a bouffant hairstyle. Honorable mention, should I say, dishonorable mention goes to Cedric Diggory, as he went on to become that annoying emo creature of the night, Edward Cullen in Twilight.
It's hard to believe that was Pattinson played Diggory and
I know. I remember all the girls swooned for him when he first came up on the Harry Potter scene.
See, I never thought he was attractive, and it was just like he was kind of there, and he was this tragic character, and then it was like all of a sudden he was everywhere with that Twilight shit, and I was like,
I
what? He
remember
played
when
Cedric in Harry Potter.
Cedric, okay, spoiler alert, come on. Cedric died. That was like a huge thing because I
That's
remember
his
like
first death.
yeah, because well, it was his death because it was a death of a young kid.
Right. It's like the first, like,
Yeah, and
I
so
remember was listening to that. Stu and I were talking about that. Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I love Goblet of Fire so much. It's a bit more. The shit really starts to hit the fan.
Well, it shows you how serious this Voldemort is.
Yes, that's true. Oh, and up next we have Dredwin Glenn. Mr. Sarcastic. He said, I like the one who isn't annoying. Oh, wait. In case you guys didn't know, Glenn hates Harry Potter.
Yeah. And the Freelancer 2501. In regards to Glenn, I second that opinion. Oh, boy.
Oh, and then Paul, Logan Blaze, Paul says, hi, Paul. He says, hi, peeps. Well, peeps, that's a bit under some bar for him anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paul, you set the bar kind of high. Well, I do like the Harry Potter universe. Never been that into it enough to think of this. Well, here goes. Favorite, Hagrid. Good job. Mm-hmm. Good-natured, big, and clumsy. Guy I most identify with. Aw. Worst, Lucius Malfoy. This guy chose to be a Death Eater, right? But actually, did he? Yeah, he did. Oh, Lucius. Yeah. Yes. I was thinking of Draco. But his example warped his son, who, I know this may sound odd, but from my reading, had the makings of being something great. He had drive and talent, Potter's dark reflection. That is all yours, Paul. That's true. It's funny because it's so easy to hate Draco Malfoy. And then as you go on and on, once you hit Half-Blood Prince, you really start to feel bad for him.
Well, because the thing is, Paul explained it. He was the dark half of Harry. Mm-hmm. They had to create him to bring on Voldemort. It's just like this kid had no choice.
Yeah, and it's sad because you see that he was smart, and I think it's kind of implied that he was pretty talented at being a wizard. If he didn't have all this crap, you know. Yeah, it's just kind of, he goes from being like a little bastard to being tragic in a lot of ways.
I liked Draco, especially in the later books, just because you see more into him.
Yeah, exactly. You do. You get a little bit more sense of who he is and why he's like the way he is and stuff. So,
and then on to our Facebook page, Danny Tanner. Hi, Danny. I used to work with him. So,
because that's Bob Saget's character's name on Full
House. I know. favorite McGonagall, stone exterior but great heart. Hated Fudge. Enough said.
Fudge is a bit of an ass, I have to say. Yeah. Cornelius Fudge. The name cracks me up.
I love the names in Harry Potter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to take the next one too?
Oh, I wasn't looking. You okay. I've got some on my page to read, so.
Okay. Dionne Jones. Hi, Dionne. Favorite, Luna. She seems ditzy, but looks can be deceiving, can't they? I did always hold a soft spot for Snape, though. I was ridiculed miserably till the last book finally came out. I guess life has taught me well. I think I was much annoyed by Gilderoy Lockhart for his shallow glitter. So.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I hated Lockhart, too.
Yeah, so... Those are the only two that were on our Facebook page. So
on my Facebook page, we got Sophia Clark.
Oh,
the awesome stitching queen. she said my fave is Hagrid and my least is Malfoy. She didn't say which Malfoy, but I think she probably means. Well, I don't know. Maybe she means Draco. I don't know who she means, but. And then my buddy Wes said Mad-Eye Moody is top dog. He said. He said, I hate me some Dolores Umbridge. There you go. And he said, and I would totally tap Bellatrix Lestrange.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I went there. That's what he said. I know. Then I'm like, okay, Wes, I've known you since high school. I knew him in high school, and we got back in touch recently. But I was just like, really? Aw. What would the wife think of that? Come on. I thought it was kind of funny. And then Andy Nicklin said, Snape is a great one. And he didn't say like a least favorite. And then Christopher Corler, I hope I'm saying your last name right. He's German. And he puts stuff on Facebook in German, and it's fun for me to translate it through Babelfish because it usually never makes sense. even though I know it makes sense when he puts it up there.
Yeah.
But he said, that one dude who turns into a giant robot. Wait, what are we talking about again?
Oh, God.
So that was his favorite, so.
Oh.
So, and then we do have the new What If, for this week. Do you want me to say it? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just... You're the one that thought of it. So. Okay.
To go with, because we talked about 80s bands, hair bands and stuff, I just want to know what you think. And it doesn't have to be an 80s hair band. It's literally any genre, really. I'll open up any rock band, any kind of rock at all, whatever. What 80s band was the most, what was the most underrated 80s band, and what was the most overrated 80s band? That's what I'll say. And actually, I'll say any genre. I don't care. Just what was the most underrated 80s band, in your opinion? What was the most overrated? And you can elaborate on why if you want. Because, like, for me, most underrated would be... I would have to... Black and Blue would be one of them. Black and Blue and Kix come to mind right away for me.
Kix, I have to agree with you. I know them for sure. So.
Yeah. That band was around for like 25 years, and they never got big. And not any bigger than they did with that Don't Close Your Eyes song. And it was kind of sad. But they tried. They gave it their best. Baltimore band. And then the most overrated band, like, immediately comes to mind, if you can guess, Bon Jovi. I would say Bon Jovi and U2 are kind of my overrated bands in a lot of ways. So, what about you?
I enjoy both of them.
Oh, I know. What band would you say is the most overrated?
Overrated bands from the 80s. Oh, golly. I know a lot of girls are going to hate me. I hated New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think I was one of the 20 girls in the nation that did not care for New Kids on the Block.
Neither did I. I did not. Oh, God. Yeah, I hate you. That hit when I was in high school, and you're so bullheaded in high school, and I was such a metalhead, and I was just like, they were like the Antichrist to me.
Yeah, I did not care for them. I don't. That was the whole start of the boy band thing. You know, it's just like.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
So I had to say it was them.
Actually, argue New Edition before them was the start of the
Oh movie. My gosh, I forgot about them.
New Edition actually I think they were kind of good. You know, they had Candy Girl and stuff that was kind of an awesome band in their own way. So
I forgot about them.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, let us know your most underrated and overrated bands of the 80s.
Alrighty. And now we'll head on over to the questions you guys gave us. You guys did good. For 2 weeks, we got some questions.
Yay! No, Adam said he posted some tonight, so I'm like, cool. Yeah.
All right, I'll go ahead and start off with the 33rd Doctor. Says, good day, ladies. I have to say that Stu was a fun guest to have on the show, and I hope to hear him on again. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure we'll have Stu on again. We know how to get him on the show. So, now my question this week is about fanfic. What do you think about it, and do you ever partake in fanfic, either reading or writing? If so, what about? But please do not tell me about Golden Girls slash fic.
Jesus.
Oh my gosh. Not touching Slash or the 10-foot pole. Regardless of quality, do you see it as fans enjoying themselves and trying to be creative, or something the fans do to tread upon the established fiction? Do you read fanfic?
I haven't in years, but when I first, because of Shaun of the Dead, I ended up on, those were the first forums I ever frequented, were there was a Shaun Squad site that was dedicated to Shaun fans back in 04, and I ended up making a lot of friends on that site, and we all moved to these forums on frostitution.net and pegster.net, and I had some of my friends, Christy and Jess, in particular, there was quite a few of them that were writing fanfic, and I remember Jess and Christie's was a lot of fun because A, they both can write. It was good stuff. And I remember, I'm not 100% which one did it. Oh, I feel kind of bad. One of them incorporated like Spaced, Black Books, and Shaun of the Dead all in one story. and also put like me into it and themselves and Christy and Nicole. So some of our friends on that forum. So it was insanely cool to read this, and they genuinely wrote good stuff, and it was kind of suspenseful and funny. And so I haven't really read a lot since. Yeah, the slash thing gets really weird, really fast.
I honestly do not get slash-fic.
But that was really good. I haven't read a lot. I've never attempted to write it myself. I think for the most part, it's a cool thing. It's a creative thing, showing love for something, you know, that you love, and, you know, why not? I mean, it can get, like anything, it can get weird, but I think for the most part, it's just fans enjoying themselves and showing love for, you know, movies and such that they love.
So, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. I don't tend to read a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. A few of my friends, I know Amy, she does some writing, so I'll read some of her stuff. Some of my other friends do some writing with stuff I'm not exactly sure what the genre is about, but I'll read it, you know, to support my friends. But do I go out and find it? I don't anymore, because if it's a random person I don't know, I tend to find out it goes a little too extreme for me. But I used to read it.
A little weird then, yeah.
Yeah, some people just take it out to a whole nother slash fic.
Prime.
Yeah, Bonita Prime, no. And slash fic, no. I don't. And then you get the furries in there, and you're just like, double no. You know? So.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
No, but I agree. If you want to do it, if friends want to do it, that's awesome. Get your creative juices flowing. Get mm-hmm. that pen and paper out, and mm-hmm. or your keyboard out. Jeez, I'm so old-fashioned, pen and paper. Jeez, what's that?
So, oh, my God.
So, yeah. You want to take our next question?
Sure. It's from Mr. Logan Blaze Paul. Man babies. I have to say that now. Hi, gals. You shut your mouth. How can you say I go about things the wrong way? I'm human, and I need to be loved just like everybody else does. Do you know that one?
It sounds familiar. Let me go to Google it.
Not ringing a bell for me, but you go look it up. I'll read it. says, well, full of cold. Oh, yeah, he's not feeling well. Or something at the Mo. So old IQ and brain box for questions is running close to empty. So here's a simple one. If you, as a human being, could be written into a comic, if you could get Marvel or DC or whatever to agree to it, what comic would you guest in and explain the special story? Paul. Crap. Oh, so many things coming to mind. Wow.
Oh, I would love to be part of the X-Men.
That was my first one. I want to be an X-Men. I would want to be an X-Men. Oh, fuck yeah.
I wouldn't care.
There's an X-Men called Slick, but I wouldn't want to be him, though. I want to be an X-Men. See, I also want to work for the BPRD with Hellboy.
Oh, that would be fun.
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, I would say I would definitely want to be an X-Men. But I wouldn't know if I want to be part of Xavier's group or Magneto's group, you know?
Woo!
I would kind of like, let's see what my special power would be. I don't know. I don't know. What would your special power be?
I don't care. As long as it's not Rogue's power.
Rogue has the worst, or Jubilee. Jubilee doesn't have a good power either.
I don't even remember what Jubilees is. What is it?
She's basically shoots off fireworks. That's about it.
That's right. Jubilee! Woo! that is kind of sad. I would definitely want, like, you know, I would want Wolverine's healing powers. And
oh, yeah.
There's any number of other ones that would be. I wouldn't want Cyclops. He's such a weenie. I wouldn't want to have to wear the stupid
I would lies. Love to have Jean Grey. Jean Grey's power, pretty much because she's really powerful. And
well, I don't know if I'd want that. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind, like, Kitty Pryde. I couldn't think of her name. Kitty Pryde would be cool. I would want the Bamfing thing. Yes.
Oh.
I would want to hang out with Nightcrawler and Bamf.
Oh, Nightcrawler would be awesome.
Nightcrawler's my favorite X-Men. So, yeah, that would be cool. But I definitely wouldn't be with the X-Men. I would definitely, like I said, BPRD, Bureau for Paranormal Research and Defense. Oh, yes, hanging out with Hellboy.
That'd be fun.
Yes, and Abe. Oh!
Abe is awesome. I would learn so much from him. Abe.
And then I would want to hang out with Johann Kraus.
I love that. Johann.
He calls him Kraut, and then he's like, it's Kraus with two S's, and he's like, with two S's. But yeah, those are the first two that come to mind.
Yeah.
There's lots of others. Having read Marvel Heroes 33 now, it's like, yeah, I want to go be a freelance peacekeeping agent with Death's Head. That would be cool.
I wouldn't mind being part of the Lantern Corps.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect for you, because then you could drink Mountain Dew all the time.
You guys didn't see it. I swear that
Mountain Dew is so awesome.
Mountain Dew is trying to be part of the Lantern Corps. And so they almost have every single color except for yellow and blue. And so I'm just like, Mountain Dew, don't fail me. And I have a picture on my Facebook if you guys want.
I know, it's awesome. And I kind of thought that you had found that picture somewhere at first. And I'm like,
no, that was my picture. I went out and I bought all the Mountain Dew.
What prompted that? Did you notice that and then went looking for the dews?
No, I was just like, I was in 7-Eleven and they had the pitch black back. I'm like, this is a happy day. This is my favorite Mountain Dew ever. And then I was just like, oh, they've got the Supernova back. And then I noticed that they were all lined up, and I'm like, they've got, like, the colors of the rainbow. And then I just got my pitch black to go to work. And then when I was coming, driving back from work, I'm like, I should do this picture to totally geek out. They could get all the wreaths on the Mountain Dew pops. Yeah, I geeked out.
You know what's funny is after that picture, I went to, like, Mountain Dew's page on Wikipedia to see what all these flavors are. Because I'm like, they come out with these names, and I'm like, Code Red and Supernova. What the fuck does this stuff taste like? To look up the flavors. And now I actually, because I absolutely hate the original Mountain Dew.
I love it. Love it.
I cannot stand it. But I want to try, I think it's the white one, because it says it's like a citrus thing. And I'm wondering to see if it
tastes like squirt.
That's what I was going to say. I wanted to see if it tasted like squirt. And then I want to try the Supernova because it says it's tangerine flavored.
Yeah, the Supernova is a strawberry melon flavor. Great.
I must be thinking of something. There's an orange one.
The Livewire.
Yeah, that one. That one. That's
Livewire is probably my second favorite.
That's the tangerine one. That one I want
to
try.
Yes, it's so very, very good. And apparently, according to King Laffle, you can't get it over there. He's in Georgia, so... Hopefully you could get into your area. So
I'll have to have a look. I could swear I've seen it before. So,
And I suggested that I'm going to have Andy try all the different flavors I was here and get him wired up.
Jesus, he's going to be wigged out the whole time.
I was thinking if I make it to BotCon this year, which is most likely not going to happen.
You're going
auto assembly. Yeah, I need to bring all these different flavors, and so everyone could be like a little shots around the bar with Mountain Dew.
Yeesh.
So, yeah, go check out my picture. It's funny. So, on to our next question. Tricky? I had to do it just like, you know, old house brother. So, it says, hey, ladies, I've had a song stuck in my head for the last couple of days, but it's no ordinary song. Oh, no, this is to be a TV theme tune. So, my question to you is, what is your favorite TV theme tune from each of the last three decades? So, from the 80s, 90s, and 1000s. And he suggests the 1980s, it was The Fall Guy. From the 1990s, it was Bucky O'Hare. And from the 2000s, it's Avengers, Earth, the Mightiest Heroes. I gotta admit, that is an awesome theme song. The 80s. Whenever I think of the 80s, I automatically go back to my favorite show, which is MacGyver. It's just the orchestra music, but... Oh, you know who else had a good theme song in the 80s is Magnum P.I.
The 80s, my favorite would probably be, it's got to be Greatest American Hero.
Oh!
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Yeah, that song went to number one.
Oh, that was a good
And
one.
see, the 2000s, I can't. I'm not going to think. I'd rather, like, the 80s. I'm going to say the 70s. My favorite was Welcome Back, Kotter. And that was another one that went to number one. John Sebastian's. Oh, awesome song.
The 90s.
The 90s. Oh, Christ. I can't even think what was.
Oh, the one that always pops in my head is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant
Oh, my
Ninja
God. You know what I think of when I think of that? This is
Turtles.
hilarious. My nephew, 4 years old, standing right in front of the telly. In his nothing but his Ninja Turtle underwear, singing that song and dancing while the show started, because he was huge into the Ninja Turtles for a good chunk of his childhood. That's what I think of when I hear that. And now he's like 22 and in the Navy.
And he
It's
still
so
does,
funny. No!
ironically.
Oh God. No, I don't think so. Maybe. No, but oh God, 90s and 2000s.
The 2000s, this is the theme song. It's actually my top 25 on my iPod, The Big Bang Theory.
See, I was gonna say that's I fucking hate that. Oh
Really?
God. Yeah, I hate that song.
I love Bare Naked Ladies, though.
God, I can't think. See, for me, like it's more like when I think of TV theme songs, I'm thinking like the one from One Day at a Time in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
This is life, so all you kids go and have a ball. I see, I love that song. And Laverne and Shirley's.
Oh,
Why? I can't
yes.
think of any more recent ones because I'm old. What fucking theme songs do I like? I'll say I don't mind. I'm gonna get so much shit for this, but that's okay. For the 2000s, I'll just say Transformers Animated.
I love the animated theme.
I know somebody, one of our friends I know hates that version of the animated
Oh,
of the
who was
Transformers.
it? I can't remember.
Jai? It wasn't Jai, was it? I don't think Jai's that fussed.
It's probably Mikey.
Might be Mikey, yeah. I can't remember who, but
We love you,
this
Mikey.
for the 90s. Oh, for the 90s, I'm going to totally say 90210. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
I can't think what I was watching in the 90s.
Oh. What
How
was
about
I watching?
that horrible music from ER, that opening music?
Oh, God. That's when
Squeaky
Clooney
kind
was
of.
on.
Yeah, Clooney was awesome.
He says, with honorable mention, he says, mention for I Am Weasel. I don't remember that one. And the tune stuck in my head, Captain America's animated series from the 60s. And he gives I don't know how it goes, but he gives the lyrics. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, all those who choose to oppose his shield must yield. If he's led to fight and duel his due, then the red and the white and the blue will come through. When Captain America throws his mighty shield, and he says, I may need some help.
You know what? It's funny too because now I've also got you probably won't know this show, The Courtship of Eddie's Father. It was from like late 60s, early 70s with Bill Bixby playing a single father. And that had a great theme song. I think it was, I can't think what it was, but what was so epically awesome about that show was because of the time it was from, they had, he was, like I said, he was a single father. I think he was widowed. I can't remember. Probably at the time they thought it would better to have widowed than divorced, but he had a like a it's not a butler but a woman. Oh shit,
Nanny?
so she was kind of did everything. I'm trying to, housekeeper is the word I want, but she was Asian, I think Chinese, and she literally called him Missa Eddie's father.
Mr. Eddie's father.
That was what she called it because it was so un-PC because it was like, I want to say it started in the late 60s, went to the early 70s. But yeah, that had a good theme song. So anyway, I'm having brain farts, but that was a good question. We could do a whole
Oh,
thing
I
about
love theme tunes,
TV
yeah.
theme songs, yeah. And the next
Mr.
one is,
Ed, there is.
yeah,
A
or
horse, so
Green
horse,
Acres.
horse.
Green Acres is the
We
place
were
to
just singing
be.
at that work not long ago. Oh
Oh
my
God,
gosh.
actually, another. Actually, probably my other favorite from the 80s would be Dukes of Hazzard because I love me some Dukes.
That was a good one.
That was a great
It's
one.
a good old boy.
Boys,
Yeah.
never been in no home. Oh, that was a good one. So anyway, going on because it's getting my bedtime.
Hey.
Gruffalo Adam, he says, "Mr. Adam, oh, Mr. Adam." Sorry. He says, "So walking down the street, and a car pulls up." and out steps a large man in a black suit. His name is, all together now, Mr. Bubbles. He asks, one, what's the worst cartoon that you love?
The worst cartoon that I love? I'm trying to think, because I've been watching a lot of older stuff on Boomerang. You know, if you think about it, the Smurfs were not that good of a cartoon, because it was the same thing.
I would just say, I loved that when I was a kid. I couldn't watch it now, yeah. And that was terrible. So I'd go with the Smurfs.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember watching some... The Tagalong?
Tagalong Gang?
Maybe. It was... I just remember there were different animals. There was like a skunk, and there was a... I did love that show, and I know it was probably abysmal now. I would be like, oh my god.
Do you remember... I remember one cartoon. Remember, was it the T-shirt Tales or the
That's the ones I'm thinking. I was going to say they always wore T-shirts.
T-shirts, yeah.
That's the one. They lived like in a tree at a park, and the little cop like would pretend like he didn't know. There's secret identities or some stupid shit like that. Now I'm kind of like, because maybe a tree would tilt over and they would fly out of it. Their little secret lair. Oh god. Anyway, that was bad. Yeah, and I used to love it because they were cute.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then. Said two, is Pokemon dead yet? I don't think it is.
It's never going to die. I probably won't die out until the generation that grew up with it is dead.
Maybe then. I did see Cthulhu Chew on the net today.
Oh, really?
It's a mix of Pikachu and Cthulhu. It was a bit frightening.
Oh, cool.
But Pika. Anyway, God, I just hate... My brother fucking hated Pokemon because my nephew got hugely into them. And then right when he got out of them, lost interest in them, my niece got full on into them because there's 7 years between the kids, so she got full. And he's like, I thought I was done with this shit. So he says, and then finally, 2B, you have been given a large budget to create a run of a single you... a la Fans Project, what do you make? He says, what do you make? I have an idea of what the answers may be, and we'll put them on the forum thread when this show goes live.
You have a large budget to create a single run of you, huh?
A run of a single you. I'm confused by that, so I'm not sure what he means.
So,
I think he just means like a, you know, any Fans Project kind of a figure.
Yeah.
What you do?
Well, mine's fairly easy because you guys don't know I go by Hailstorm on the threads. So, and I have this whole thing with my character. She's a seeker, of course. So, I have a few little things that I've had artists do for me. I would love to see a Fans Project of her. My female seeker, Hailstorm.
I don't have my own Transformer.
I made her up. There's
my first thought was like, God, I don't know. I just want more animated stuff. seriously, I don't know. I keep hearing the animated Starscream figure's rubbish. Maybe a good one of those. I still want him, though. I'll still get him eventually. I don't know. I can't think of anything. Because I'm still not 100% what a Sherry means. Yeah, if it's
exactly. We could put Slick as a lead singer of a heavy metal band. There you go. I could see you with like his t-shirt.
Oh, Lord,
just jamming out on the microphone.
But then I would transform into what? the guitar?
There you go. You could be like Soundwave, you know?
Soundwave is all kinds of awesome too.
Yep, there you go.
Especially animated Soundwave.
Something music wise.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool.
Like, animated, he turned into the Scion vehicle, which is, like, known for, like, the booster systems and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Six, cool. Six wants to have music blasting, like jazz.
What?
What? Like Jazz the Transformer.
Oh, I thought you meant jazz. Oh, no, they're like, oh, yeah, oh, I love jazz.
Yeah, slick and smooth jazz.
No.
All right, and we have one last question here. Was that it for? From our man Dreadwin. Hi, Glenn. Says, say I wanted to start watching some horror movies, but I'm complete noob and I don't know where to start. As horror aficionados yourselves, which films would you recommend to someone that does not have a clue? I know he hates zombie films. So.
Yeah. It's,
you know what? I would start off with the with some classics. Just so you could see how horror has progressed through the years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always tell people Freaks is an awesome show. Mm-hmm. Loved Freaks. Was it 1932?
Yeah, 33.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something around there.
Maybe. Like the old Bela Lugosi stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I would start off with that and then get more of the classic stuff. Of course, you've got the classic Halloween.
Damn it, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, you can just throw things out here.
Well, I was going to say... But the only thing that was starting with Halloween is that it was so, what you call it, revolutionary, say, for the time, that everything seems like a cliche in it now. But that's because that's where it all started, and everybody stole from it. Mm. So, but I would definitely say Halloween's a good place to start. See, my inclination is to say Night of the Living Dead, too, but I know... If you could get past the zombie thing, I wouldn't even say Night. I would say Dawn of the Dead first. But
you know what I think Glenn would actually might like is Carrie.
That might Carrie's a good one. Yeah. I feel like Psycho's Mothers, but yeah, Carrie's a great film. It's better than the book. It's one of the few times when a King adaptation is better than the book.
But yeah, you know, Psycho is a classic.
Psycho would be a great place to start. I would bet Glenn's seen that. Psycho is a good place to start.
Yeah,
all Universal stuff. I think he's seen. Of course, anything Hammer, I mean, but he's probably seen that as well. Hammer stuff is good. Amicus. I love Amicus films. I love the portmanteau films like Vault of Horror, Tales from the Crypt. I rewatched some of those recently. Asylum. They're great because when you get portmanteau films, I mean, if you don't like one story, there's another one coming along in a couple of minutes. So, gosh, and even I'm just trying to think of more modern stuff. I would say The Mist. And I know that Glenn actually owns that film because he was telling me the other day how he's bought some films that he, you know, with the intention of checking them out and just hasn't yet. And I know he's got that, so I would definitely say watch that. Mm-hmm. Because I think The Mist is one of the best horror films of the last 10 years, easily.
One that I know that I would suggest that he watch, but I know he probably wouldn't like, is the original Scream.
That's a good recommendation. I don't know if we shouldn't say whether or not we think he'd like it.
Scream's good just because it makes fun of other horror flicks, but it has other elements in it.
I don't think it does bad at all. I think it's just aware of what it is. People made such a big deal about that. Like, some horror fans were like, oh my God, the horror film is over because now it's like... All it is there's a guy in it who's pointing out the sort of quote unquote rules to horror films. It's not that big a deal. People made such a big deal out of that. I don't see it really as taking the piss out of other ones, but it was kind of the first self-aware horror film, if you will.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Go ahead.
I suggest Scream for more modern.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Of course, I would say The Thing. And Glenn might have already seen that. If you haven't, I would say John Carpenter's The Thing, obviously. Because it's... I actually think Glenn would like that one. Trying to think what else. He's seen all the Evil Dead films, so I didn't even say those. Because he loves Bruce Campbell. Glenn's got some taste.
That was awesome sauce. What else?
Yes, Bruce. We should do a show on him. Oh, we already did.
We did.
Because we're awesome. That's probably enough. I can't really think of any more. Psycho's a good suggestion. You know, that was a really
Psycho,
good one.
Psycho, yeah. That's a clock. Pretty much any...
Mary's Baby would be a good one, too, I think.
Oh, that was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't classify this as a horror flick, but it scared the crap out of me, just because of what she did. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I've never seen that, but I know what you're talking about, because I kind of know the gist of the story, yeah, so...
That's cool. A good one, so...
Yeah.
Let's start with those. A lot of them I mentioned were black and white, ironically. but that doesn't stop them from being good people.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a black and white hater. That sounds pretty bad too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week. We enjoyed that you guys came along with us on this journey. Do you have any announcements?
The Castle finale last night was fucking awesome.
Yeah, we talked about Castle before we got on here.
Yeah, we didn't talk about Dark because
it's still too new.
Yeah, and it's one that you want to gush over, but it'd be massive spoilers. So,
gosh, it was so good. Yeah, Slick tweeted last night, my jaw just dropped. And I was just like, okay, now I've got to make sure I stay up and watch this. And I was just like, the same. I was like, oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm.
There were so many twists in that last episode. Go watch it, people. Got Nathan Fillion in it. That's all you need to know to make it good. The storyline's pretty good. For announcements, I will actually be on vacation for the next 3 weeks. If you guys didn't know, Andy is coming into town and we're doing a road trip. So I won't be here for 3 weeks. And Slick's taking vacation too. So we will return.
What? I am?
Yeah.
I wish.
A vacation from the podcast. So
Nicole has decided we can't record while she's on vacation.
Yeah.
Even though Andy was like, why?
So. Well, because next Tuesday, I actually have to pick him up at the airport. The Tuesday after that, we're going to be in California. The Tuesday after that, we're going to be in Vegas. And then we'll return the Tuesday.
So they're going on their honeymoon first and they're getting
married. Yeah, we're going on a honeymoon. Yeah, that's me and Andy, all right.
Nicole and Andy. K-I-S Society. Sorry.
And Slick is delusional.
So, I don't know. They spend a lot of time together.
So the thing is, while we are gone, we want you guys to send us in suggestions on what we want to, what you guys want to hear from us for our season two. We're going to start with season two when we come back. So, what do you like about the show?
Just randomly deciding that this is going to be a season.
I suggested it to you. I'm like, we're going to start season two.
I just find that funny that you're just okay, this is season two now.
Yeah, we're
I actually put that up on Facebook, oddly enough, this week, like, asking for suggestions for the show.
So give us suggestions, what you like, what you don't like, what you want to see more of, you know, what kind of news stories you want to hear, what kind of discussions you want us to hear, you know. So, yeah. Give us a little heads up. Any criticisms taken, you know, good, bad, ugly, you know, but we really like those kissing ass ones, especially. So so send us, you can either send it to us on Facebook, Twitter, or you can send us a email at therandomfandom@gmail.com. So anything else, Slick?
Call Nicole at... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, call 1-800-PHONE-SEX.
But also at the Nerdsphere. You can do it on the Nerdsphere.
Oh, yes, the Nerdsphere forum, so, which is the nerdsphere.madmooseforum.com.
Cool.
Yep, you can find us a lot of places. So if you have a suggestion, you have a thought, hit us up. We're not hard to find. All right. So Slick, we end every episode the same way. What did you learn this week?
I actually wrote it down. One thing I learned, Pop-Tarts are better toasted. Strangely enough, growing up, my brother and I always liked Pop-Tarts, but we never, ever put them in the toaster.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, I mean, I think I've had them toasted once or twice before, but generally just ate them straight out of the box. And I needed something for breakfast this morning, and they had them on sale. I stopped at, like, a drugstore on the way to work, and they had them on sale, like, this for this price, two for this price. And so I toasted them for shits and giggles. The brown sugar.
I like the strawberry. Frosted strawberry.
I like the s'mores ones, too. But toasted was really good. And the other thing I learned, this was actually from last week, was that Roy Skelton, who, to me, is like the... He is the best and most known voice of the Daleks. He also voiced Zippy from Rainbow, which I didn't know. Stu told me that the other day. So I was like, oh. Which was a British children's television show, which I don't think is on anymore. But judging from what Glenn has said about it on Back to the 80s, it sounds like it was pretty fucked up. So British children's television is fucked up in general, I think. All I have to say is Nosy Bonk.
That is...
That
is crazy. So,
What about you?
Let's see. One thing I learned that I actually had to look up because I didn't believe what someone told me was in E.T., you know, he makes a really weird noise while he's walking. They made that noise by squishing jelly between their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then I found out, I can't remember the life of me who the voice actor was, but I found this interesting. The same guy that played the voice of Tigertron, and I know I should know this. You know, I probably should go look it up. Well, the same guy that did the voice of Tigertron in Beast Wars did the voice of Fluttershy when she was a guy in the new My Little Pony series. I was like, oh, that's interesting. Very differential characters there. But, yeah, that was kind of interesting. So.
Cool.
All right. And until we meet again, I guess aloha. So.
Auf Wiedersehen. Adieu.
Adieu. To you and you.
Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Oh. All right. We will see you in a few weeks. Until then. Party like a rock star. Have fun.
But don't do it like the 80s guys did, because it didn't end well for a lot of them.
Party like a rock star, just don't end up dead or in jail.
Or with the Dr. Drew.
Yeah, there you go. That's the worst.
Ugh. Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.